We are more than ready for some baseball around here. You'll hear Tiger baseball tomorrow on WPHM from Lakeland, Florida. The Tigers taking on the Toronto Blue Jays, the first exhibition game of the spring training season. You'll hear it at 1 o'clock here on WPHM tomorrow afternoon. That brings us to our next guest. Tom Stone is a longtime baseball enthusiast, sports writer, statistic keeper, and I can't believe he has taken on the Herculean effort of compiling the dream teams for all 30 major league franchises in his new book, Now Taking the Field. Tom Stone, a pleasure to have you on. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Paul. Good to be with you.
What made you decide to do this? Because this is the kind of thing everybody talks about on a bar stool. As they're sitting there waiting for the game to start. These are great conversations about the all-time greatest teams. But you really, you did your homework. You put together all the stats, didn't you?
Yeah, and believe me, readers are already getting into some of those debates with me on Facebook and Twitter and in person, too. The people that are early readers of the book came out in late November. But this is something I've been working on for off and on for almost 20 years. I'm from Rochester, New York, still live in Western New York, so like folks in the Detroit area, you can't play baseball year-round. As a kid in the 70s and 80s, during the wintertime, what are you going to do if you're a diehard baseball fan? You're going to talk about maybe the Hall of Fame election, who should be in or out, and who would be on the all-time best teams overall, and maybe for your favorite team.
This had to be a lot of fun to put together, and I bet you're enjoying all the debate that that is sparked, too, because that's the point in writing a book like this, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely, and my book certainly sparks a lot of it. People have said it answers as many questions as new ones that it raises. Because I didn't just choose starting lineups for each team, which a lot of other authors have done in the past, I actually chose full 30-man rosters and have a depth chart image for each team and so on. So if you do the math, that's 30 players for 30 teams. That's 900 selections. There's no way that any reader would agree with all 900.
I can see why this took you so long to put together. Well, let's talk about our Detroit Tigers. You also, by the way, list managers, too, which I appreciate. I think that's kind of cool. And your all-time manager for the Tigers, obviously, and I think this would be an obvious choice, Sparky Anderson.
Yeah, Sparky Anderson's the clear choice there. Huey Jennings was an early manager during the dead ball era. Won over 1,000 games for them, and then rounded it out with Jim Leland and Mickey Cochran, who only managed a player manager for the team for a few years, but led them to a world championship and had a really good winning percentage. So he rounds out the top four for managers.
Let's talk about pitchers for the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of recent fans would jump and say Justin Verlander might be the all-time best, and you could certainly make a case for that. But I went with Hal Newhouser. He won back-to-back MVPs during the World War II years. Just put up some phenomenal seasons. So I've got him rated number one, Verlander a close number two, rounding out the top six, Tommy Bridges, Dizzy Trout. And then I have Mickey Lolich in a close call over Jack Morris. Morris, a great pitcher, recent Hall of Fame member, but Lolich pitched for so long for Detroit. I've got him at number five over Morris at number six. On the relief pitching side, for this book, because relief pitchers have really become a specialty only more recently, I kind of weighed starting pitchers more than relievers. So I actually included 10 different starters for the Tigers and only two relievers. I went with John Hiller, who was critical to them in the late 60s and early 70s. And then, of course, Willie Hernandez, who had that MVP and Cy Young season in 1984 when they won the World Series.
On the starting pitcher list, though, Denny McClain does not figure as high as I thought he would.
Yeah, I mean, his career was a bit shorter. He had those couple of great seasons in 68, 69, that time frame. He does make the list, but I only got him on there as a squeaker at number 10. So at some point, there could be a hard decision to be made if some great reliever or great starter comes along for the Tigers. Unfortunately, probably not anytime soon, but when it does happen for this franchise, there'll have to be a tough decision to make about whether to keep McClain on or not.
You got Miggy over at third base, too.
Yeah, I had to shift Miggy over to third because the Tigers historically have been loaded with first base. Yeah. Hank Greenberg, Norm Cash, Rudy York. One thing I did for this team was I picked a starter and a backup at each position, and then I also included two just sort of extra guys that felt like they were being left off. And so for me, that was Rudy York and Dick McAuliffe as an additional second baseman. But Miggy had to slot over at third, which made the backup choice at third a really close call between George Kell and Travis Fryman.
And of course, we've got, you know, out in the outfield, we've got Ty Cobb and Al Kaline. I mean, just well, the fun thing about this is I'm picturing all these guys playing together. Wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, if you could get a cornfield in Iowa somewhere, Field of Dreams type thing, and have all these all-time teams, you know, battle each other, it'd be interesting to see which ones would come out on top more often than not.
Well, that would be the next logical step, is take all these stats and I don't know, could you play like Strat-O-Matic baseball or something and see who ends up winning?
Yeah,
play a whole season with these teams?
Absolutely. A lot of people have mentioned that. There's Strat-O-Matic, there's APBA, there's Koch Sports. People are coming out of the woodwork saying, hey, this is my favorite simulator. You know, back in the 70s and 80s, there were only a couple of, you know, card-based games like that, but now there's dozens of them, most of them online and all competing to see, you know, which one's the more statistically accurate. So I'm hoping we can get the rosters and lineups from my book into as many of those as possible and see how things play out.
And we're talking with Tom Stone. His book is called Now Taking the Field, Baseball's All-Time Dream Teams for All 30 Franchises. Tom, having been so immersed in this for such a big chunk of your life, what team strikes you as being the best of the best? And I'm going to guess it's the Yankees, but I don't know. Who do you think's the best?
Yeah, the Yankees would certainly be one of them. I've gotten this question a few times since the book came out. I mean, obviously their lineup is hard to beat, although there's a few others with pretty strong lineups too, including the Tigers in terms of hitting lineup. Their relievers would be real strong with Mariano Rivera, Goose Gossage, Sparky Lyle, and so on. Their starting pitching's good, Whitey Ford, Red Ruffing, Lefty Gomez, Andy Pettit, but I wouldn't say it's elite compared to some of the other all-time teams. The Giants with Christy Mathewson, Carl Hubbell, Juan Marichal, the Phillies with Steve Carlton, Grover Cleveland, Alexander, Robin Roberts, and others, and then the Dodgers with Sandy Koufax Kershaw and Don Drysdale. I mean, some of these other teams, I think, would have a better starting five. And so over the course of a 162-game simulated season, I don't know that the Yankees would necessarily come out on top. They might, but they might not.
Yeah, we got to get those simulators going. It'd be a lot of fun to see who comes out on top. And you could do it over and over and over again, probably come out with a different outcome every time. But this is what baseball fans love, is just looking at these all-time rosters. What a great idea. What a great bunch of research. Tom, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Paul. Enjoyed the conversation.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.